This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 286. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. We're starting a new series today, and for the first time on this podcast, it is going to be a conversation between three people. In this series, Ken, Deanna, and Lawrence are going to talk about pretty common small talk topics, including their favorite movies, TV shows they're into, the type of music they listen to, and sports they watch.
このポッドキャスト初の3人の会話となる新シリーズが今日よりスタートします。このシリーズでは、ケンとディアナとローレンスが好きな映画やハマっているテレビ番組、よく聞く音楽のジャンルやスポーツ観戦など日常的なテーマについて話し合います。
This conversation between Ken, Deanna, and Lawrence is from Hapa Eikaiwa's premium course from a few years ago. Due to the stay-at-home order, I have not been able to record new material, so I've decided to share this group conversation with you guys. For those of you who have already heard this conversation, please use this as an opportunity to review.
実はケンとディアナとローレンスの会話は数年前のハパ英会話プレミアムコースの内容となります。外出禁止令の影響で新しい会話を収録することができないため、皆さんにプレミアムコースで使われたグループトークをシェアすることにしました。この3人のグループトークを聞いたことのある人は復習として再度お聞きいただければと思います。
Because this recording took place 2 years ago, some of the movies and TV shows that they discuss are outdated. Nonetheless, I'm sure you guys will enjoy the conversation. At times, Ken, Deanna, and Lawrence will talk over each other, and it might be hard to catch every word they say. But don't worry about it. Just stay focused on the big picture, sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation. You'll get a little taste of real group conversation.
2年前に収録を行ったため、会話で取り上げられている映画やテレビ番組は古いものではありますが、3人の会話をきっと楽しんでいただけると思います。グループトークなので3人が同時に話すことがあり、一言一言すべてを聞き取れない時もあると思いますが、心配しないでください。会話全体の内容にフォーカスし、リラックスしながら会話を楽しんでください。本番のリアルなグループトークを少し味わうことができます。
Also, before we get started, I just want to let you guys know we extended the Hapa Eikaiwa Corona Project until the end of May. I'll be offering free live English lessons every Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 a.m. Japan time on YouTube. Hapa Eikaiwa's online community, Hapa Buddies, is also free to try for the entire month of May, so be sure to take advantage of it. We've been doing a lot of fun stuff on Hapa Buddies, including Zoom get-togethers,journaling and exchanging opinions watching English videos. We also have popular teachers from Cafe Talk offering pronunciation and conversational English lessons, so for those of you who are looking for a fun way to study English, I highly recommend trying out Hapa Buddies.
それから今日の会話に入る前にお知らせですが、コロナに負けない応援プロジェクトを5月末まで延長することが決定しました。火曜日と木曜日の週2回、日本時間午前8時より YouTube にて引き続きライブレッスンを配信します。また、ハパ英会話のオンラインコミュニティ、ハパバディーズも5月末まで初月無料でお試しいただけますので、まだハパバディーズを利用したことのない人はこの機会にぜひお試しください。ハパバディーズでは Zoom を使った集まりやジャーナリングを行ったり、英語の動画を見て意見交換をしながらメンバーは楽しんで英語を学んでいます。またカフェトークの人気英語講師がハパバディーズで発音や日常英会話のレッスンを配信していますので、楽しみながら英語を学習したい方はぜひお試しください。
All right, let's get into today's topic. What's the last movie you guys watched? In today's conversation, Ken, Lawrence, and Deanna talk about movies. Lawrence was so excited about a new movie that came out that he went and saw it twice in the movie theaters. What movie could that be?Let's listen to Ken, Lawrence, and Deanna and learn how to talk about movies.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。 皆さんが最後に見た映画は何ですか？今日の会話では、ケンとローレンスとリアナが映画について話し合います。ローレンスは新しい映画のリリースがとても楽しみだったため、公開されてから2回も映画館に見に行きました。一体何の映画だったのでしょうか？3人の会話を聞きながら映画についての話し方を学びましょう。
Are you ready? Let's get started! Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number 1. Which film did Lawrence see twice in the theater?
ローレンスが映画館で2回見た映画は何ですか?
Number 2. Does Lawrence prefer Marvel or DC when asked, Are you a Marvel or DC fan?
DC とマーベルのどっちのファンと尋ねられたローレンスはどちらを選びますか
?Number 3. How do Deanna and Ken respond to the question, Are you a Marvel or DC fan?
DC とマーベルのどっちのファンの問いにディアナとケンはどう答えましたか
?Live conversation.
So guys, have you been seeing any TV shows, movies recently that you're into?
Recently, I watched Deadpool 2, which came out a couple weeks ago. I saw it twice in theaters, and right before that, I'd seen Avengers Infinity War twice in theaters.
Twice? Big fan, huh?
Yeah, you could say that.
But why were you, so excited to see these movies twice?
So actually, for Infinity War, I had made plans with a friend to watch it the Friday, the week after it came out, so I already had plans to watch that.But because I've seen all the Marvel movies, I've been looking forward to this. Mm-hmm. The weekend when it came out, there was a lot of people talking about it. It was a lot of spoilers and stuff that I was trying to avoid. So Monday night, I was hanging out with some friends. And one of my friends, he also watches movies or is into movies. And so he said, do you want to watch Infinity War? And so I knew I would have to wait almost another week before my original plans with my friend. So I was like, okay, I'll go watch it now because I want to not have to keep worrying about spoilers in the movies or anything. So I watched it that Monday with a friend and then that Friday with my original plan.
Nice. How was it? Did you like it?
Yeah, I was more than happy to watch it again.
Okay. Out of like all the Avengers movies, would you say it's your favorite?
Or... Out of the Avengers, yes.
Okay. And are you a DC or Marvel? I always get this question. I don't know how to answer. Like, are you a DC or Marvel fan?
Pretty much Marvel.
Marvel. Yeah. How about you, Ken?
I don't really watch those movies, so I'm pretty much clueless. I'm the same boat as you. I really don't know too much about
okay,
this.
Okay, yeah, don't ask me about Marvel or DC, but...
Let's go over the answers.
今日の質問に答えていきましょう。
Number one.Which film did Lawrence see twice in the theater?
ローレンスが映画館で2回見た映画は何ですか?
Lawrence saw Deadpool 2 and Avengers Infinity War twice in theaters.
ローレンスはデッドプール2とアベンジャーズインフィニティウォーを映画館で2回見ました。
Number 2. Does Lawrence prefer Marvel or DC when asked, Are you a Marvel or DC fan?
DC とマーベルどっちのファンと尋ねられたローレンスはどちらを選びますか
?Lawrence prefers Marvel.
ローレンスはマーベルの方を選びます。
Number 3. How do Deanna and Ken respond to the question, Are you a Marvel or DC fan?
DC とマーベルどっちのファンの問いにディアナとケンはどう答えましたか
Neither of them know much about either superhero universe and so don't have opinions one way or the other.
二人ともスーパーヒーローのジャンルをよく知らないため、どちらの方がいいという意見はありませんでした。
Summary
会話の要約
Deanna, Ken and Lawrence discuss comic book films in this episode. Lawrence begins by sharing that he recently saw Deadpool 2 and Avengers Infinity War.
今回のエピソードで、ディアナとケンとローレンスは漫画本が原作の映画について議論します。ローレンスがまず、デッドプール2とアベンジャーズ・インフィニティ・ウォーを最近見たと話をします。
Lawrence saw both Deadpool 2 and Avengers Infinity War twice in theaters. Originally, he had plans to see Infinity War with one of his friends roughly 1 week after it was released to theaters.
ローレンスはデッドプール2とアベンジャーズインフィニティウォーをそれぞれ映画館で2回見ました。アベンジャーズインフィニティウォーはもともと公開の1週間後ぐらいに友人と見に行く予定でした。But Lawrence was trying so hard to avoid spoilers when it came out that he went even earlier with another friend, then seeing it again on his original plans. For Lawrence, Infinity War was his favorite out of all the other Avenger films.
しかし公開後のネタバレを何としても避けようとして、他の友人と早めに見に行ったのです。そして最初に約束していた友人とも予定通り見に行きました。ローレンスにとって、アベンジャーズ・インフィニティ・ウォーは全アベンジャーズ作品の中で最もお気に入りの映画になりました。
When asked the question, "Are you Marvel or DC?", Lawrence easily answers that he is Marvel by preference. Ken and Deanna, however, don't know how to respond to the question because neither of them know much about either Marvel or DC.
DC とマーベルどっちのファンと尋ねられたローレンスは難なくマーベルの方が好きだと答えます。しかしケンとディアナはその問いにどう答えていいかわかりません。二人ともマーベルのことも DC のこともよく知らないからです。
Phrases of the day
今日のフレーズ
Number 1 Come out
何々が公開される、発売される
Come out は様々な文脈で使用される汎用性の高い表現です。
何々が出るという意味が元となり、今回の会話の中で使われた、公開する、されるという意味にもなり、新作映画の公開、新番組のスタート、新作アルバムや新商品の発売、新サービスの開始といった状況で使われます。他にも、試験結果や新しいニュースや情報が発表される際にも使われます。
例文。When does that movie come out? I really want to see it.
あの映画はいつ公開されるの?すごく見たい。
His new album came out last week and it already has poor reviews.
彼の新しいアルバムが先週出たけど、すでに評判が悪いね。
The results for the exam should be coming out tomorrow.
明日試験の結果が出るはずだ。
Number 2. You could say that.
そうかもしれない。
You could say that.
は相手の考えが完全ではないが、おおむね正しいと判断される状況で、その考えを、まあ、そうかもね、や、そうとも言えるね、と遠回しに認める表現です。ポイントは、can ではなく、could を使うことです。日常会話では、I guess を加えて、
I guess you could say that とも言います。
例文、
Am I a diehard Lakers fan?
Yeah.You could say that. 私は熱狂的なレイカーズファンかって。まあそうかもね。
Do I prefer cats over dogs? I like dogs too, but I guess you could say that.
犬より猫が好きかって。犬も好きですが、まあそうかもしれないね。
Am I getting cabin fever?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. 家の中にずっといてストレスが溜まってるかって。そうかもしれない。
Number 3. Spoiler.
ネタバレ。Spoiler はネタバレを意味する単語です。台無しにするという意味の動詞、spoil が元となり、ネット上で映画やテレビ番組、小説などについて、ネタバレ注意と伝える際に、spoiler alert や spoiler warning と表現されるようになりました。
例文。You've seen Titanic, right?I hope that wasn't a spoiler for you.
タイタニックは見たことあるよね。ネタバレになってないといいんだけど。
Spoiler alert! The main character gets killed at the end.
ネタバレ注意。主人公は最後に殺されます。
I'm so excited to see that movie. I'm trying my best to avoid spoilers.
あの映画すごく楽しみ。できるだけネタバレは避けるようにしている。
Number 4.More than happy to.
喜んで何々する。
More than happy to
は喜んで何々するという意味の表現です。喜んで手伝いますは
I'd be more than happy to help you.
喜んでアドバイスしますは
I'd be more than happy to give you advice
のように More than happy to の後に動詞を入れるだけで OK です。 I'd be happy to 何々も喜んで何々するを意味しますが、more than を加えることでより心よく何かをするニュアンスが出ます。また、I'm more than happy to よりも、I'd be more than happy to の方がより丁寧で親切な響きがあります。例文、I would be more than happy to show you around Tokyo. 喜んで東京を案内するよ。I'm more than happy to help you with your presentation. 喜んでプレゼンを手伝うよ。I'd be more than happy to join the event tomorrow. 明日のイベントには喜んで参加させていただきます。Number 5. Be in the same boat. 同じ立場にいる。同じ状況である。Be in the same boat は直訳で、同じ船に乗っているとなることから、この表現は互いに同じ境遇にいることを表します。小さな船に乗って航海をする船客全員が同じリスクを負い、同じ困難に立ち向かうことが由来となり、ネガティブな状況において使われる表現です。同僚や友達と同じ問題に直面しているときや、相手の苦労話や愚痴に対して、私も同じ立場であると共感する際に使える表現です。例文。I know what you mean. I'm in the same boat. あなたの言いたいことはわかります。私も同じ状況です。Since we're in the same boat, we should help each other out. 私たちは同じ状況にあるのだから助け合った方がいいよ。We're all in the same boat right now. Let's get through this together.今私たちはみんな同じ状況です。一緒に乗り越えましょう。今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。Repeat after me. Number one. Come out. When does that movie come out? I really want to see it. His new album came out last week and it already has poor reviews.The results for the exam should be coming out tomorrow. Number two, you could say that. Am I a diehard Lakers fan? Yeah, you could say that. Do I prefer cats over dogs?I like dogs too, but I guess you could say that. Am I getting cabin fever? Yeah, I guess you could say that. Number three, spoiler. You've seen Titanic, right?I hope that wasn't a spoiler for you. Spoiler alert, the main character gets killed at the end. I'm so excited to see that movie. I'm trying my best to avoid spoilers.Number four, more than happy to. I would be more than happy to show you around Tokyo. I'm more than happy to help with your presentation. I'd be more than happy to join the event tomorrow.Number five, be in the same boat. I know what you mean. I'm in the same boat. Since we're in the same boat, we should help each other out. We're all in the same boat right now. Let's get through this together.
今日のライブカンバセーションをもう一度流します。
最初に聞き取れなかったフレーズや新しく学んだ表現が聞き取れるかチェックをしましょう。Are you guys ready? Let's listen to this conversation one more time. Live conversation.
So guys, have you been seeing any TV shows, movies recently that you're into?
Recently, I watched Deadpool 2, which came out a couple weeks ago. I saw it twice in theaters, and right before that, I'd seen Avengers Infinity War twice in theaters.
Twice? Big fan, huh?
Yeah, you could say that.
But why were you, so excited to see these movies twice?
So actually, for Infinity War, I had made plans with a friend to watch it the Friday, the week after it came out, so I already had plans to watch that. But because I've seen all the Marvel movies, I've been looking forward to this. Mm-hmm. The weekend when it came out, there was a lot of people talking about it. It was a lot of spoilers and stuff that I was trying to avoid. So Monday night, I was hanging out with some friends. And one of my friends, he also watches movies or is into movies. And so he said, do you want to watch Infinity War? And so I knew I would have to wait almost another week before my original plans with my friend. So I was like, okay, I'll go watch it now because I want to not have to keep worrying about spoilers in the movies or anything. So I watched it that Monday with a friend and then that Friday with my original plan.
Nice. How was it? Did you like it?
Yeah, I was more than happy to watch it again.
Okay. Out of like all the Avengers movies, would you say it's your favorite?
Or... Out of the Avengers, yes.
Okay, okay. And are you a DC or Marvel? I always get this question. I don't know how to answer. Like, are you a DC or Marvel fan?
Pretty much Marvel.
Marvel.
Yeah.
How about you, Ken?
I don't really watch those movies, so I'm pretty much clueless. I'm the same boat as you. I really don't know too much about
okay,
this.
So. Yeah, don't ask me about Marvel or DC, but...
Awesome job today. I'll be completely honest with you guys. I'm not a movie person. I probably watch at most one or two movies a year, and that's usually in the airplane. I can't even remember the last time I went to a movie theater to watch a movie. I want to say it was The Hunger Games, and I think that movie came out about 5 years ago. お疲れ様です。正直に言うと、私は映画をあまり見ないタイプです。多くて年に1、2本、しかも大抵は飛行機の中で見ます。最後に映画館に行ったのはいつだろう ?5 年前にリリースされた映画でハンガーゲームだったと思います。I used to watch a lot of movies growing up. As a kid, I watched a lot of Disney movies. Until this day, Lion King is still my favorite Disney movie of all time. As I got older, I became a big fan of Denzel Washington, and Training Day, He Got Game, and American Gangster are some of my favorite movies.The last movie I saw was the Korean movie, Parasite. That movie was super good. I was hooked on it from the beginning all the way to the end. If you haven't watched it, it's definitely worth checking out.
子供の時はよく映画を見ていました。子供の頃はディズニーの映画が大好きで、ライオンキングは今でも一番好きなディズニー映画です。大きくなってからはデンゼル・ワシントンの大ファンになり、中でもトレーニングデーやラストゲーム、アメリカンギャングスターがお気に入りです。私が最後に見た映画は韓国映画のパラサイトです。あの映画はめちゃくちゃ良かったです。最初から最後まで夢中で見ました。もし見たことがなければ本当に見る価値のある映画です。
Are you guys on Instagram? ハパ英会話でインスタをやっています。現在ユーザーの皆さんにはポッドキャストや YouTube、メルマガやブログなどを利用して英語を学習していただいてますが、今度はその学んだ英語をアウトプットできる場として、ハパ英会話のインスタを使ってみませんか?ハパ英会話のインスタでは実践的なミニ英会話レッスンを配信していますので、勉強の合間や仕事の休憩時間など、ちょっとした隙間時間に英語のアウトプットの場としてぜひ活用してください。
You can find today's show notes on the Hapa 英会話 blog.The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode. The premium version of this episode is also available on our website. The premium version includes a transcript and the Japanese translation of the entire episode, as well as the English-only audio file. Please come by our site for more information.
今日のエピソードの詳細はハパ英会話のブログで掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、 またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめてありますので、ぜひご覧ください。またハパオンラインショップではポッドキャストプレミアム版も販売しております。プレミアム版は私のナレーション部分を含めたポッドキャストの台本が丸ごと収納された和訳付きテキストブックと、日本語すべて取り除いた英語のみの音声ファイルがセットになっています。詳細はブログでご確認ください。If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog. ご意見やご感想などありましたら、ハパ英会話のブログまでにぜひ投稿してください。ハパ英会話は Facebook、Twitter、インスタ、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.